The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. Hey, Donald Mullen, who a decade ago helped oversee Goldman Sachs' lucrative bet against the housing market, is raising money for a big bet in the other direction. He's looking at buying real estate. He is currently raising $1 billion to buy single-family homes to rent out to tenants, according to fundraising documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Mullen, the one-time head of Goldman's mortgage and credit business, is now pitching pensions, endowments, and other large investors on a wager that 4 years after the housing market hit bottom, rents and home prices will continue to rise over time. So we believe that tight credit availability is preventing new households from being able to obtain mortgages to purchase their own home. So households that have been unable to obtain mortgages have become renters, thus driving high occupancy rates and robust rent growth. Interesting. Well, if you believe that rents will continue to rise because of the difficulty that many people will have in getting mortgages, then owning real estate, which is a fixed asset with a fixed cost, with a fixed interest rate, if you buy it with a fixed interest rate, will allow you to lock in a specific cost per month for the property and then allow you to rent it at an increasingly greater amount and provide a long-term income stream. Let's talk about a property in Rockland Road in Front Royal, Virginia, 1487 Rockland Road, three-bedroom, two-full, one-half-bath, single-family home in Front Royal. This is a listener to the show who's listed their home with us, and Terry Labouie in our group is working with her. Home offers it all. Unsurpassed beauty in a bucolic setting, easy access to adventure, just minutes to modern conveniences, and an affordable value. Hey, $340,000. It's a two-car garage home with a split level, 1,700 square feet. If you want to get out a little bit, get out, but not too far, just minutes to the Skyline Drive and easy access to the Appalachian Trail. You want to get some more information on that, give us a call at 800-900-9104. Also, we've got a place on Hazelcrest Drive in Gaithersburg. This is a single-family home that will come on the market right after the beginning of the year for $422,500, four-bedroom, two-car garage, two-and-a-half baths, very nice design kitchen. Lovingly maintained by Mr. Handyman himself, who owns the property. Okay, what are eight ways to help your clients downsize with less stress? Well, this is an article that I pulled off the web and wanted to share with many of you who are going through this daunting project of getting rid of your stuff and deciding how to make a move at some point in your future. I think we all can attest that we have too much stuff in our homes, no? Yep, life can be overwhelming. And Jackie Denny, who's the founder and chief development officer for EBTH, put together this article with, you know, eight ways to help clients downsize with less stress. So it's really written to me to help you downsize with less stress. Well, these are things that you might benefit from knowing, and therefore I'm sharing it with you. All right. So, hey, are you moving faster? I feel like I'm always moving faster, becoming busier, accumulating more and more possessions. When you're looking to downsize, sorting through the contents of your home and figuring out how to sell those things is oftentimes the last thing you have time for. So similar to integral services that people like I provide, which is everything but the house, which is her company, we sell the house, right? That's what our business is. And when it comes time to sell, some of our recent clients have come to us because of the systems that we have to help them prepare their houses for sale, coaching them, identifying the contractors, and assisting them in getting the bids necessary. Also assisting them in getting rid of their stuff, whether it's through our auctioneer, one of our professional move managers, or otherwise. We offer this sort of complete service as a part of our real estate practice. And frankly, you don't pay us anything extra for it. It's a really sweet opportunity for you if you are looking to make a downsize. Well, and I say no extra cost to you for me to organize and point you in the right direction in this particular vein. We act as senior real estate specialists, understanding the challenges you're going to face. And then, you know, you want somebody who's kind of like the person who's been through it before to be able to say, hey, just shoot me an email. I've got this question. I'm not sure about this. Where should I go for that? And getting a quick response and direction back. One of our clients, Mr. and Mrs. Chen, who live in Potomac, Maryland, they've got a $1.1 million home that will go on the market in February. They're getting the house ready. We brought contractors in, got estimates. They approved one of the contractors. The contractor installed a vanity in the master bath, and Mr. Chen sent me an email. I went out to see his property later the same morning just to take a look at the vanity and found that it was not up to snuff with what I really thought he should be getting. So I contacted the contractor directly, explained what we were looking for. Contractor's removing that and installing a different and better quality vanity in the master bath. Why is that important for that house? Because the kitchen was done with very high-end cabinets. You don't want to have the disparity in the quality, the integrity of the house be so different, right? But that's the kind of work and the kind of care that we provide for our clients as they're getting ready. So it's a very stressful situation for you to find the time and the energy to prepare. Recently, we got one of our attendees at the seminar that we held in Tyson's Corner a few weeks ago on how to sell your home for top dollar, contacted me. I went out and met with them and got a call back from them after I'd been there. And we were planning to shoot for February, but I think they got a little overwhelmed in the process of seeing what I had told them that we needed to do, and even the idea of getting the work done, that 90 days did not seem like enough time, that they were going to have to punt this down the road 6 months to be able to sell the house and make their move. Well, what I told them, what I'll tell you, is that timing trumps condition, meaning don't worry about the condition. Do your best to get ready by mid-Feb, but even if you're not completely ready, do not allow the preparation phase to drive the timing, because it doesn't work. You cannot fight the tide. You cannot fight the right window to bring a house to the market. It is Feb to May, and that's it, and end of story. So, and if you want to know more about that, call me, and I'll discuss it with you at 800-900-9104. So let's get back to the story. 8 ways to help clients downsize with less stress. One of those is seeking additional resources to help you sort and organize your items. This is something we direct, like, you know, the Antiques Roadshow concept, where you need to be able to take that thing that was your great-grandmother's, you think has a great value, and go to somebody and say, does this have great value, to be able to put it to bed once and for all, whether it really does or doesn't. Sometimes that kind of tchotchke, those kind of collectible things that have come from family history, like I have a Latin dictionary that was my great 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 grandfather's, James, from 1780 or 1790. The thing is beat up. It has been rebound with really thick leather over the last 240 years of its existence, as one doctor in my family after another used the same dictionary. Well, I'm so proud to have it and so grateful to have it. And to me, it's more of an artifact of my family history than it is ever going to be valuable to sell. Maybe it will sell if I were to put it up for sale, but I can't possibly exchange the real value of that article and its importance in passing on the memory of our family to the next generation past me, and then so on and so on and so on. You get the picture. But you want to find the people, the expert team around you that will help you as a homeowner evaluate your objects and identify the hidden gems, maximizing the value of your collection, right? So that's number one way for me to help my clients, is to pick through what they have and identify the right people to call to help them know where the value might be. Well, you don't also want to throw anything away or do any pre-sorting before your help arrives. Now, you might say you have enough knowledge, you have enough skill to know what should and should not be kept. And you have to make that decision for yourself. But knowing if you have somebody who can come in and at least sort through and tell you what could be sold, an auctioneer like Howard Parzo, that's a good way to start. Well, got to take another break. I've got Stuart Rosenthal coming up, and we'll complete this before I talk about what happens in the D.C. area based on the election.